You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. The NYPD is no longer releasing officer disciplinary records, citing privacy laws. That's according to a report in the Daily News this morning. For decades, a clipboard hanging in the Public Information Office was made available to reporters. It listed administrative cases as well as promotions and retirements. But a few months ago, the NYPD stopped updating it, stating that a clause in a 1976 state civil rights law protects officers' disciplinary records. In May, Cynthia Conti-Cook, a lawyer with the Legal Aid Society, requested a copy of those personnel orders. She says the response she received indicates that the legal department wasn't even aware of the clipboard's existence until then. Cynthia joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us more about the information contained in these records. Why is it important?
Well, it came to my attention through two articles written in April about Officer Pantaleo, who was the officer involved in Eric Garner's death. In those two articles, there was a description of both the Civilian Complaint Review Board recommendation for penalty, the charges, and the final outcome from the commissioner. That's all I know from the news articles that described those pieces of paper, because we have been, in another case, pursuing Officer Pantaleo's substantiated Civilian Complaint Review Board history, a summary of it more specifically. It was another way that I thought we could pursue that information, and so we requested the personnel orders for the time period of 2011 to the present.
So this is information that the NYPD made available to journalists, but now in an apparent about face, the department says it's not legally obligated to release that info. What's your response to that?
I think that it's one of the most narrow interpretations of Civil Rights Law 50A. Civil Rights Law 50A is a state law. It is one of the most protective laws in the country concerning the secrecy of police disciplinary records. However, it's not so narrow that it does not allow for the release of summaries of information. And based on the article and what I believe that these personnel orders contain, it is a list. It's an administrative list of summaries of final outcomes decided by the commissioner of what discipline police officers will actually receive. And therefore, it's very vital, especially considering that the Civilian Complaint Review Board is also making recommendations. It's important to see the discrepancy between what the Civilian Complaint Review Board recommends and what the final outcome is by the commissioner.
So in practical terms, what does this mean for the public?
It means that we have absolutely no way of evaluating the disciplinary and accountability systems of the NYPD and the Civilian Complaint Review Board.
All right. Cynthia Conti-Cook is a lawyer with the Legal Aid Society. Thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.